I'll miss seeing him sailing, which I would do pretty much every time I was out sailing, he was out sailing. He was a pretty good sailor. So in addition to missing him as a senator, I think I'll miss him as a sailor.
The family has been here for a very long time, and, you know, before everyone got very famous, so people have kind of grown with them and seen them grow into positions of power. So it's sort of like your neighbor doing well. I think that, like the vineyard, we leave our celebrities alone.
Just two of the many millions mourning Senator Ted Kennedy, the Kennedy family will hold a private mass at noon Eastern today at his compound in Hyannisport, and then they will accompany the body of the late senator by motorcade to Boston. And for more on how Boston is officially and unofficially mourning the passing of the last of the Kennedy clan, we have Emily Rooney, host of Beat the Press. She joins us from member station WGBH in Boston, and Sean Corcoran, he's a senior reporter for WCAI Cape Cod. He's joining us from his home on Cape Cod. Welcome back to the show to you both. Good morning.
Good morning, Pammy.
Emily, what's the plan for the public viewing of the senator's body today?
Well, as you've probably heard, the senator's body has actually been lying in repose at the home in Hyannisport. We're told that, you know, all of the grandchildren and the children and the relatives are all there. They've been holding a 24-hour vigil, praying at the side of the body since yesterday morning when the body was actually returned to the compound. Then today they're going to do a procession from Hyannisport to the JFK Library in Dorchester. Well, there will be a public viewing, although I understand it's a closed casket. And then tomorrow, of course, the ticket-only service here in the city of Boston.
Are you getting any information about the sort of procession? How will it actually look?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure it will be that there will be some kind of a police escort. I'm sure that there will be live coverage of it. I haven't seen the exact plan or the route yet, but I'm sure the helicopters will be up and we'll be seeing that go. You know, last night, Femi, there was a wonderful moment at Fenway Park. I actually had tickets just serendipitously because I haven't been to the park this year, and I was working late on my own program, so I didn't get there right when it started, but there was this wonderful, wonderful tribute to Ted Kennedy. There was 38,000 people in the ballpark. It was just a very melancholy moment, as, you know, there was a wonderful tribute that obviously had been prepared in advance, but you get this sense just around the city, and whether you were a Kennedy fan or not, you know, a third of the people of Massachusetts were always sort of in opposition to a Kennedy, but he really was somebody that I think everybody rose above their political feelings when it came to Ted Kennedy. You can just sense that last night at the ballpark. And he loved the Red Sox so much. And right in the end, when David Ortiz hit a walk-off home run, I mean, there was a lot of hugging and tears. You just sort of sent, it was almost like it was in honor of Ted Kennedy. It was just an odd feeling.
Emily, let me just get in Sean Corcoran here. He's the reporter for WCAI in Cape Cod. Sean, you have the last word. What's the mood like where the Kennedy family so famously spent so much of their time?
People are certainly very sad. You know, this is a very conservative area of the state. People forget that, but the senator did so much for the region, contributed to the local hospital in a significant way. His family created the Cape Cod National Seashore. That we have a significant pollution problem with a large military base on Cape Cod, and the senator played a key role in releasing funds for that. So no matter what your political leanings, when you are constantly reading about a politician's involvement in issues that you truly care about, things that affect your family, I think that helps soften your partisan leanings. And
thank you very much, Sean, for joining us there from WCAI Cape Cod, and for Emily Rooney, host of Beat the Press and Greater Boston on WGBH. Thank you both.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.